Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
And good evening, and welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. It's been a while since we did one of our evening shows because we have so many of our morning mini shows that we chat with a lot of the guests from NBC Universal. And so we are just, for the past several months, actually, we've been doing a lot of morning mini shows, usually between 7 a.m. and about 10 a.m. Central Time. But we have an exception. On this show, we are awaiting for our future guest to give us a call. She's a very talented, very smart, very ingenious entrepreneur by the name of Nam Makwonye. I hope I pronounced his last name correctly. And if you are a filmmaker, or if you are in the film festival business, or anything to do with films, this young man has created a product. Or I guess you should call it a product or service that is called Public Vine, V-I-N-E. So you can go to the website, and it's publicvine.com, P-U-B-L-I-C-V as in victory, I-N-E.com. So it's like Grapevine, publicvine.com. And what it is that it's an online and mobile social video marketplace where video filmmakers, video vendors, filmmakers, festival organizers, and regular consumers like me or you. We can go there, we can connect, we can network, do transactions, and most importantly, you can get paid. And you don't have to be there mining the store, as they say, just watching things 24/7, because anytime any that can help you to do what you need to do, thanks to Public Vine. And so when the founder calls in, we're going to ask him specifically how all of this works, how did he come up with this ingenious idea, and in the immediate future, what are the plans as to how this is going to continue and further the interest of filmmakers, especially independent filmmakers and film festival organizers. This was a big hit during the recent Sundance Film Festival, a major hit. They used this for one of the most talked about films during Sundance, Greg Reitman's screening of the new film Rooted in Peace. And it used the facilities and the services, I should say, of Public Vine to really get the word out and do a lot of other things as well. So we are just, I think this is wonderful for filmmakers especially to have this opportunity to utilize this brand new technology. And I'm assuming that it's dealing with software, but I'm not the most technical, savvy person in the world, but from that I do know, I think it is involving software. And a lot of it, from what I can gather, is kind of sort of a little bit like how YouTube works, but it will, lots of differences there. Nam will tell us more about how it differentiates from YouTube specifically, and the fact that it works with filmmakers and film festival people is definitely something that filmmakers, independent filmmakers, need so much help, as much help as they can possibly get. And I think anything that comes on the market that really can enable them to get their films made and to get them marketed successfully and to hopefully make some type of a profit from their films is always a welcomed entity around here. So we are going to definitely get more involved and get more details from NAM about how all of this works. And most importantly, how did this all come about? Is he, I don't know if NAM is a filmmaker himself, obviously he must be involved in some aspect of the film industry in order to come up with something that's so ingenious and so needed. You know, there are still ideas out here that can be mined into gold. Yeah, so whatever dreams you have out here, sometimes I like to go to websites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo and just look at what people are asking to get funded, because a lot of these inventions and ideas and creations are just brilliant. Just brilliant. Because, you know, that just shows you how smart, there are a lot of smart people out here in the world, around the world. And all they need is just a little bit of funding behind their idea, and it just simply changes the way we live, the way we do things, the way we handle our entertainment. You know, just, you know, somebody who's just got a great idea who maybe is sitting in a classroom or maybe sitting in a cubicle. And, you know, a lot of these ideas do not have to just be with the young, you know, the millennial generation, as they like to refer to the 20-something-year-olds. But there are people of all ages out here who have had amazing ideas in their heads for many decades. And so don't ever feel like it's too late to present your idea and bring it to life, because who knows, the idea that you have, that you've been walking around with, may be the very thing that will help totally revolutionize how we live, how we work, and how we play. And that's what it sounds like has happened with this particular idea that Nam Makwanye has created here called Public Vine. So again, we're going to just kind of wait here for him to give us a call. He'll be calling us shortly. And while we are awaiting him to call in, I think we'll take where I recently, like yesterday, spoke to the winner of this year's The Biggest Loser. Yay, The Biggest Loser. You know, season 16 was decided last week, the winner. And, it's actually the full title of this season was The Biggest Loser Glory Days. And so they had a lot of athletes. They had football players and former tennis stars, Olympians, who had gained some weight since they haven't been, you know, actively training and pursuing their sport anymore, because, you know, a lot of these people are retired. But they did select a winner, Toma. He has a last name, Dobroslavecek. I think that's the last name, how you pronounce it. But anyway, Toma is from Addison, Illinois. He lost 171 pounds. And oh my goodness, that is a lot of weight to lose. And so last week he was officially declared the biggest loser for 2015. And I think that Toma is definitely worthy of the $250,000 grand prize. And he's just sounds like a really generous young man. And so we're going to play that video that doing the video all day. I'm going to play that audio with my talk with him just yesterday. So let's take a listen to Toma, the 2015 winner of The Biggest Loser.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. I'm trying to stay warm. And in addition to that, I am trying to pronounce your last name, and I'm messing it up. So help me out. What is the correct pronunciation of your last name?
That last name is Dobroslavecek.
Okay. I was so
It's quite all right. Yeah, Tomo works, and that's why I've made Tomo Dobro quite a bit, because I know it makes it easier for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Twitter handle. I have Tomo Dobro. Dobro is really cute, and it's a lot easier. It's not as challenging. Well, to further speak of challenges, Tomo, as everyone in the whole world knows, we are the season 16 winner of the Disney Glory Days. Okay, it's been less than a week. What has your life been like? Has it really sunk in for you yet, or what?
It really hasn't sunk in yet. It's been really overwhelming. I'm still kind of, I think, in shock and still kind of running on adrenaline here. It's been absolutely amazing. And, you know, I didn't think I'd ever even be on the show, let alone win it. So it's pretty awesome.
Now, were you, like a lot of people out there, were you a long-time fan of the show? Did you watch it almost every season and say, yeah, maybe one day I might do that? I mean, what was your journey to get on the show?
Yeah, you know, I did like the show. I watched it in past seasons, and I always thought, you know, the transformations that people made were amazing. And, you know, I never thought about actually being on the show myself. I just, you know, it was one of those things where it was, there's no way I'd ever, you know, get on the show. And, you know, on a whim last spring, I decided to go to an open casting call here in at the Biggest Loser Resort. And, I got lucky, and they picked me, and then here I am today, the winner.
Wow, did you ever get lucky? But you worked, like so many of us, you worked, all of you guys worked very, very hard. So what is the biggest adjustment for you? You've lost over, you know, 171 pounds, so for you physically, is there an adjustment? Is there a mental adjustment, or what is that like for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest part of the whole transformation process was, you know, it's the psychological, you know, the spiritual aspects of it. You know, physically, I knew what it takes to lose weight, to have to work out, to be active. But you know, it's the emotional side of things. You know, letting go of grieving my father's loss for many years, and you know, being able to let go of that has helped me in many ways. And you know, when I watched the show in past seasons, you can see that transformation they were making, and you saw that there was more than just a physical transformation. And so being able to experience that firsthand and now feel like a completely different person, and obviously look like a completely different person, it's an amazing feeling. And you know, something that now, I, you know, looking back, I never want to go back to where, you know, where I was. Just keep moving forward.
And so what are your, I know there must be many, but what are some of your future, your upcoming, I should say, plans as far as keeping the weight off for you?
Well, you know, for myself, I've pretty much made a commitment to myself to 90 minutes a day, you know, 6 days a week I'm going to work out and, you know, and be active. And then, of course, you know, I want to schedule, you know, my weekends now around different races and do half marathons and maybe mini triathlons and, you know, play soccer with my friends again. That's something that I'm looking forward to, you know, getting into some different, you know, recreation leagues if I can in the area. And, yeah, and you know, who knows, maybe even trying out for a professional soccer team like I always dreamed of doing.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice? So you're really going all the way to triathlete. That's a journey right there, my goodness. Wow. That is really true. Well, I understand. I was looking at a People magazine article about you, and I understand that your girlfriend is very much into fitness and what have you. So are you guys going to team up and, you know, work out as partners or what?
Definitely. She's been a, you know, big, you know, inspiration to me and motivation. So, you know, it's nice to have that support system here at home, and, you know, we're going to definitely be doing races together and, you know, doing different competitions together. And, you know, it's nice to have that support, you know, pushing each other. So, you know, it's definitely going to make things easier at home for sure.
So now you've got $250,000. What are you going to do? I mean, just give us some of the things you're going to do. You're going to splurge for yourself or your family or both or what?
You know, the money's probably already spent, right? That's what they always say. You have it, but it's probably already gone. I definitely want to be able to help my mom out. Her and my dad have done everything in their life to help me and my sister out. So I'd like to be able to help pay her mortgage down if I can a little bit. And I have two really great bosses that were able to help me financially while I was on the show, make sure my bills were taken care of and everything. And I need to pay them back. And of course, if there's anything left over, take care of some school loans and maybe buy myself a new wardrobe if there's any money left over.
Oh, yeah, you got to get a new wardrobe. Got to. That's going to be so much fun. Okay. What a nice set of bosses you must have. I mean, everybody needs to come work there.
That
company, my goodness.
One of the best companies I've ever worked for. And, truly two extremely generous individuals. And, they told me it's an opportunity I couldn't miss. And they said whatever I needed, they would help me out. And, being at the ranch, you're away from your family and you're stressed out about, you have your own stresses there. You're working out all the time, but you're worried about home and making sure everyone's okay. And, finances is obviously a big part of it. So for them to be able to do that for me, it was amazing of them.
It really was. Totally. So for you, during the course of competing and competition, what was the most challenging for you? Was it the different style of eating, or was it all of the working out, or just what was it for you?
For me, it was getting into a routine. I've always had a hard time of getting into some kind of routine, physically, and, eating the meals at certain times and preparing them, and also, just working out and getting into some kind of, staying focused long enough to actually get into some kind of routine. That was always very difficult for me to do, and now I feel like a lot of the tools I've learned at the ranch, I'm the Biggest Loser, are going to help me moving forward. So, coming home now, I have a game plan on how I'm going to, get into that same type of routine and stay focused. And that way, I don't lose sight of how far I've come.
Absolutely not. I
can
be out there to finalists there with you. Are you guys planning on staying in touch, or are you going to tour together and promoting your success on the show, or what?
Yeah, Rod and Sonya are great, and we'll definitely keep in touch, and I'm sure we'll be doing some things for the show together as far as those obligations are concerned. But in my opinion, they're great friends of mine, and we're gonna stay in contact with each other. And I think the rest of the cast as well. The other 17 contestants are amazing, and we've all really kind of created a little bit of a family environment, and we still stay in touch today, and hopefully we continue to stay in touch tomorrow as well. And I think we're all going to kind of continue to push each other and motivate each other.
What was your life like this time last year, early February last year? What were you doing?
Actually last year in January, I kind of woke up and I was kind of fed up with myself. I was really, really disappointed and didn't love myself anymore. It felt really uncomfortable. And I told myself I didn't want to go another year feeling this way. I made a promise to my dad that I wanted to get healthy. And I told myself this was the year I was going to get healthy, regardless of what I do. That was going to be my main priority.
Oh, man, and did you ever keep your promise? I know your dad's looking down. He's so proud of you. Your whole family, your friends, your bosses. And, I mean, who would have thought? What a difference a year makes. You're this whole new guy.
Yep.
You kept that promise.
It's amazing.
So congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's amazing what one year can do.
Absolutely. So how can people stay in touch and follow you? What are your... I try to get the Twitter handle, but I'm always messing that up. So how can people stay in touch with you?
Yeah, reach out to me on Twitter at Tom Ladobro, and also I've got a Facebook fan page. They can reach out to me there. I check my messages pretty regularly, and love to be able to hear from them. So far all the support's been amazing, and appreciate it so much. And I look forward to hearing from them, and hopefully being able to pay it forward and help them out.
Okay, that pretty much says it all. The winner of this season, the Biggest Loser, I think is just what an amazing story. This time last year, you heard him say himself, and he was just very disgusted with how he, you know, how his life was going. He had all the weight on him. You know, he came into the show weighing 336 pounds, and that is no fun. I cannot even imagine. I just cannot imagine having that much weight that you're carrying around. It's just not healthy at all. But he did something about it. He said, he heard him say, he said, I was just tired of my life, how things were going. And I heard about the auditions for the Biggest Loser Glory Days last year. Went and tried out, got selected, won the whole thing. And now he is 171 pounds lighter and $250,000 richer. And I think it sounds like he is a really, really nice guy. Very generous. He do use some of that money to help his mom and help you know, some family and two bosses. Man, what nice bosses he must have. Yeah, they helped him to pay some of his bills while he was competing on the Biggest Loser. But anyway, congratulations to 33-year-old senior project manager Toma Dvorak. I think that's how you pronounce it. You can find him on Twitter at Toma, T-O-M-A-D-O-B-R-O, Toma Dobro for short. And he said he loves to answer his own mail from fans. And maybe you can get some tips on how to stay in shape or get in shape the way that he did. He's obviously going to be a very good representative for the Biggest Loser as he goes about the country. And just promoting and telling his story and sharing how he did it and how he's maintaining it. And you can never get enough of those types of weight loss stories. So again, congratulations, Toma, for being selected as this year's The Biggest Loser winner. Okay, it looks like our featured guest for this evening, we're probably going to have to reschedule. We're supposed to talk with Nam Makonye, I hope I got his last name right, Makonye, the founder of Public Vine, the online and mobile social video marketplace website that's really proven to be a really big godsend for independent filmmakers and film festival organizers and video vendors as well. So we can always reschedule. Sometimes these things happen because you know, people's travel schedules. And this week alone, there have been so many reschedules with people, especially if you're flying to the East Coast with the 1-2-3 punch of blizzards and about to get, I understand, even more snow. I mean, this could even be any left, but more snow is coming to those of you who live in the Northeast. So, my goodness, it just seems to never end. But it is affecting travel. So even if you're not traveling to the Northeast, there are flight delays because of such connecting flights. So I'm having a feeling that's what has happened with Nam. He's probably en route somewhere and, you know, just flying, scheduling. It happens. Nothing we can do about it. But the good news is we can always reschedule with him, and we'll pick another date in time when he's not traveling, and we'll get this chat done. So it's always a pleasure to come on air to say hello to our listeners out there. We've been, this is our eighth year actually of doing Film Festival Radio, and we really do appreciate all the support that everyone has given us on this show. We have email and we have followers and fans from around the world, and we definitely appreciate your support. Please, we would love to hear from you. As always, filmfestivalradio@gmail.com, and we plan on expanding the show even more. Not only can you hear the show here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also hear it on the LMB network. That's LMB as in boy, .com. LNB Network, I should say, .com. I tell you, I am so horrible at getting these websites, addresses, and URLs. I'm always messing that up. But anyway, you can hear this show in addition to, as I said, Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear it on the LMB, LNB Network.com. And that's a network that is based in Memphis, but they are, they have a mixture. They have terrestrial, traditional, regular radio shows, radio stations, along with internet radio networks. So it's a combination of both. It makes a really good reach of all kinds of people around the world listening on that network as well. So you can hear us on the LMB network each Friday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So we're going to call it a day, an evening here on Film Festival Radio. I want to thank you guys, as always, for listening. And we will get this show rescheduled with our featured guest, Nam McCormier, rescheduled. And this will always be a pleasure to chat with him whenever time permits. So hopefully you'll have a great evening. Stay warm if you're out there in the cold. And we will see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.